Focus Features International and Partisan Films present a Partisan Films production. A film by Michel Gondry, written and directed by Michel Gondry. A flickering silver screen image reveals a street map of Manhattan. A marker pen traces a line across from New York and Harlem to Passaic, New Jersey.
Everyone thinks Harlem was the capital of jazz in the 1930s. That all of New York flooded uptown at night to party till dawn. A nice story, but unfortunately, it's just not true. It was all happening in the little town of Passaic, New Jersey. Passaic was the capital of jazz of the 20s and 30s because of his own native son, Thomas Fats Waller, one of the greatest entertainers of all time.
Chapter 1, The Birth of Fats Waller.
It all began right here, 100 years ago, in Passaic, New Jersey. Right here on this block, it was a different neighborhood then, but look here, he was born at 261 Main Street.
When he was young, he used to follow his father around the streets because his father was a street minister.
He started playing a piano, as I understand, out in the streets here in Passaic on a money. Poor boy put on pounds faster than the price of aluminum.
147.
Thomas, you're gonna break Dr. Benton's scale. You're getting worse.
Maybe that's why he would have to play a very huge instrument, so he would spend nights here at the great organ.
Fats used the church as his training ground, and soon all of Passaic would know his name.
Fats lived his life all in excess. Loads of music, loads of food, and loads of women. Who would expect a simple influenza virus would get him in his bed? A sleeping train bed, though, but still. The train had been stopped in the freezing cold winter in the train station near Kansas City.
Fats, you okay? Fats, you okay?
Is there a doctor on the train?
Starring Jack Black, Mos Def, Danny Glover, Mia Farrow, Melanie Diaz.
Fats was the star that made the whole town shine.
Director of photography, Ellen Kouras. Executive producers, Toby Emmerich and Guy Stoddle. Produced by Michel Gondry, Julie Fong, and George Berman. In an underpass next to electricity pylons and a junkyard, two guys are spray painting a mural. Mike, a tall black guy, is on a set of ladders, and his heavier white friend Jerry is on the ground. Mike, up a ladder, looks at a sheet of paper and back at Fats Waller's face on the mural.
What's it up, Jerry?
What?
I asked you to give me number 9, the nose.
Yeah, that's what I did.
No, you didn't. This is number 6. This is the eye.
All right, well, how am I supposed to tell the difference between a 6 and a 9?
Because we did both the eyes already, you doofus. Come on, get organized. I told you, put the finished ones in a separate pile.
Look, what's the difference, man? A nostril and an upside-down eye are the same thing. It looks fine.
Was that supposed to be funny? We're trying to say Fats had big nostrils.
Jerry.
Hey, officer, how's it going? Look what happened last night. Some hoodlums came and did...
Oh, really?
All this stuff here, this,
Here we go again.
It's disgusting. I hate graffiti.
Yeah, they even left the ladder.
That's like evidence. We should confiscate it. Catch them.
Yeah, sure. You're getting on my nerves. You keep this up, you'll be spending the night in jail.
Okay.
Moron.
If they come back for the ladder, we'll catch them.
Hey, fellas. Is that supposed to be Biggie Smalls or something? Nah, man, that's that dead old blues guy, Louis Armstrong.
Nah, my ignorant little buddy, this is Fats Waller.
Really?
Famous jazz musician. He was born in my building about 100 years ago.
The ground floor of a shabby brick building is occupied by a video store. Be kind, rewind.
Ice cream, anyone?
Ooh. Yeah! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mike, Jerry, and the kids in the store.
Mr. Fletcher, you know, really, seriously, if you don't like the painting, you can tell me. I know that there's something wrong with the nose. I don't know if you noticed.
Fletcher looks across the road.
What about the orders, mate? The city already has issues with the building as it is.
Mr. Fletcher, you don't have to worry about the police. I worked my magic on them.
Yeah, he did confuse them.
Okay, they think some gangsters did it.
And you confused them?
Yeah, with my finesse.
Yeah, I feel great, yeah. You sure this is going to bring us more customers?
I hope so. I mean, anyway, don't you think it's time that the people around here start to learn a little bit about, you know, the history of the neighborhood? I mean, people don't even know who Fats is. It's a little embarrassing.
Hey, that's not true. We know who Fats Waller is.
Is that right?
Bet you can't sing me a jazz song.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Challenge.
Uh-oh.
That's not jazz.
As Jerry joins in, playing air guitar, Mike holds down a vinyl record on a record player. Jerry and the kids groove around near a rack of video cassettes.
Stand up, face.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fletcher.
It's all right, Jerry. I got it. Actually, you got to go back to work. Duty calls. You got to go back to the microwave. I think I saw one of your creations just roll by.
Turn the microwave on high.
You think it's a joke? Let me tell you, you're gonna be responsible for my brain tumor. Mm-hmm. All of you guys are.
Who the hell is Jerry?
Man, what's her problem? She said she wanted a sporty car. Now she's freaking out.
You did that?
Massive silver horn-shaped pipes attached to a modest car.
Don't forget your salad bowl.
I told you she wouldn't be into them big pipes. Told her said, nah, she's still a girl.
Come on, Wilson, she couldn't get the doors open.
Well, she could've went through the window. Damn helmets.
A metal colander.
I don't think they're helping with the microwaves at all.
Oh, you'll thank me. All right, I'll see you in the morning.
All right. Thanks.
Wilson scooters off past the mural that reads, Fats Waller says be kind, rewind. Jerry walks through the junkyard strewn with cars towards his small trailer that's surrounded by a jungle of electricity pylons.
Good night, Mike. Don't forget to turn off the light.
Good night, Mr. Fletcher.
In bed, Jerry places a wire bowl on his head and adjusts the chin strap before turning off the light. A flickering black and white film of people dancing. Fletcher, Jerry, and Mike sit around in the junkyard.
Rent party was a place to be in the 20s and 30s. They were jumping. When you didn't have enough money to cover your rent, invite a few musicians, charge for drinks, and you get it on. Everybody would throw just a little bit in the pot, a dollar, whatever they could spare.
Jerry doesn't believe you ever been to a rent party, Mr. Fletcher.
What are you talking about? I never said that.
Oh, man, I just go up to all of them, because that's where I meet all the girls on Saturday night.
I can't imagine you with a girl, Mr. Fletcher. Oh, nice. That's great.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah, what about you, Jerry? I don't see much action coming out of your trail at night. Yeah, when I was your age, my balls were flapping so hard, I had to scrape them off the ground and beg them to come home with me.
Come on, balls.
Yeah, come on.
That's hilarious. What about you, Mike? When was the last time you heard some action coming out of his room?
Why are you all worried about me for?
I heard some action sometime. No, it's more like a trumpet solo.
Trumpet solo!
Could you close your mouth when you chew? Thanks.
How come you never got married, Mr. Fletcher?
Well, the common story is the girl that you was gonna ask, you waited too long to ask, and she went on to marry somebody else. And then you can't find anybody to compare to her. So what happens? You get old.
A middle-aged woman leads Fletcher into the housing and zoning office, where there is an artist's impression of his redesigned street.
Obviously, we're looking at a real improvement in quality of life. Now, these brand new condominiums are gonna bring us the fresh blood that we need for our community and transform this slum forever.
Slum? Hey, this is not a slum. Hey, sure, the place needs a few repairs, but I'm taking care of it. Look, business is about to pick up. I can feel it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fletcher, but the building is condemned. It violates structural, fire, and plumbing standards. I don't see wheelchair access. Your video store is a tenement. You have 60 days from this notice of demolition to bring it up to code. Otherwise, we will have to demolish it. We will relocate you to
yes.
A property of proportionate fair market value. Projects aren't so bad, you know.
Move to the projects.
Fletcher looks down, his shoulders drop.
I'm gonna tell Mike.
Look, I just want to improve the life of the people in Passaic, that's all.
Fletcher counts the dollar notes in his cash till.
You know, you don't have to pay me this one, Mr. Fletcher. I'm okay.
Don't worry about the money, Mike. I'll pay you soon. In fact, I need for you to take over for me.
You're retiring?
No. This year's the 60th anniversary of Fats' death. And there's a ceremony that's being organized in commemoration. And we're gonna all get together in that abandoned train where he died, and we're gonna play his records until morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wanna come. Can I come with you?
No. I just told you I need you to take over for me.
Right. I'm sorry, okay? You want me just run the shop while you're gone? You think I could do that?
You tell me.
On the railway platform.
I'm not gonna let you down, Mr. Fletcher.
good. Just don't set the place on fire.
Oh, no. Service, quality, safety. You can count on that.
Excellent. Here's something really important. You must never...
Slam a door because the building will collapse.
No, Mike. Yes, but that's not what I wanted to say. You must never...
Use the VCR to rewind the tape.
No, why do you always have to finish my sentences? Okay, just listen.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, you must... Damn it. Yeah, I forgot what I had to say. It was very important.
Lock the door. Mr. Fletcher, have a good trip.
Have a good trip.
Take some pictures in. Call me.
Oh, yes. I remember. See, you wanted to finish my sentence.
No, I
lost my
listening.
Focus. I was
listening.
Hey, Mike! Keep Jerry.
I can't hear you.
Fletcher writes on the window. Mike sees it in reverse.
Keep Jerry out.
What? I don't know what that means. Pinky writes.
Back in the store, Mike attempts to decipher Fletcher's back-to-front writing.
Yeah, that's what it is. I just found out something sad today. Mr. Fletcher can't spell.
Huh. Maybe his parents couldn't afford school. Did he have parents?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Don't mention this to anybody. Just keep this between us.
Of course not. That would be racist.
Pick your age.
He's talking gibberish. It's nonsense, but it's not his fault.
Jerry stabs his finger in the air.
The power plant's controlling us. I know it, through microwaves. Mm-hmm. They're using it to make us do things, to buy things, to accept things.
And who are they? Who are they?
The government. Mm. The FBI, of course. And I say no more.
Right.
I'm gonna sabotage the power plant tonight, and you're gonna help me. Look, I got a map. It's completely worked out.
We short-circuit this with whatever that thing is.
And that blows up. Transformer. All we gotta do is climb the fence and throw this sweet grappling hook right into the transformer. Boom! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This, my friend, is your camouflage. Camouflage. Bones.
We need that electricity. You know, we got the machines, and nobody rewinds the tape.
This is more important than that. That's the lamest excuse I've ever heard. Oh, it's totally non sequitur, what you're saying to me.
It's a lame excuse?
Yeah, it's lame.
Really? And the power plant is controlling us. That's not nonsense. Okay. That's not paranoid.
Okay, it sounds crazy. And you know why? Because it's affecting my brain, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's paralyzing it.
Mr. Fletcher left me in charge of the store. Me. He trusted me. With the store, do you know what that means?
No, actually, I don't. Maybe you could explain it to me.
That means that I'm not doing this.
What?
I'm not doing
okay.
this.
Okay, so you'll just do anything work. Mr. Fletcher says, even though, by the way, he's not your real father.
So he's
completely illiterate, but you won't do anything for me, your best friend who has a melting brain.
Can I help you make a selection? Because if not, I'm going to have to ask you to make space for the other customers.
The store was empty.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize it was rush hour. I won't bother you anymore.
You know, it does get busy unexpectedly. And, you know, he's not illiterate, first of all, because if he was illiterate, smart guy, he wouldn't be able to write pick your edge till, which is it's probably Buddhist or something. It's like a chant. Pick your edge till. Smart guy.
I'm not saying he's illiterate. I mean, he could just use night schooling to perfect his spelling.
Just go.
Jerry shoots up the ladder.
Slower.
He reaches the top of the power station fence and maneuvers himself over.
Ah! Ow! You all right?
Come on over.
It's easy.
Mike tests a rung. Jerry spots a police car's headlights crawling their way.
Freeze!
Their camouflage gear, with its ladder markings and signage, blends seamlessly with the fence.
They always come at night and bother me.
Oh, come on, it's my turn tonight.
No way. This is my baby. Department of Homeland Security, wake up!
Shh, did you hear something?
Yeah.
The officers walk away from Jerry's trailer and stand facing the fence.
There's that ladder again.
The whites of Jerry's eyes shine.
What do you think?
I don't know. Some kind of ladder gang or something?
Oh, the ladder gang.
Let's go get some ice cream.
Mike sees the sign, "Keep Out," on the fence. He takes the note from his pocket, unfolds it, and turns it over.
Peek your edge.
What's so funny?
Keep Jerry out.
Who cares about
He's
that
He's not
right
illiterate.
Now?
Keep Jerry out. He's not illiterate.
Who cares? Get off. What are you doing?
I can't be here.
What are you doing? Mike, no. Mike,
Mike, put that ladder back
down. I can't let you in the store.
Mike, you're coming over the
Mr.
thing.
Mr. Fletcher, trust in me.
Mr. Fletcher's not going to yell at you. He's way too late.
I know he's not going to yell at me. That's part of the problem. He's very good to me. I can't let him down. I can't disappoint him. Mike. Listen, you don't need me. You're almost
I'll
there.
I'll never speak to you.
I will never speak to you again. Mike! Mike!
Traitor!
Too low, baby.
So lavish. So sabotage.
As Jerry is about to sling the grappling hook, he's struck by electricity. It surges through him, levitating him and tossing him upside down amid flying sparks.
Mike!
Next morning, Jerry, his hair on end, staggers towards the Be Kind Rewind video store.
No, Jerry, no. 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 You have to go. You see the signs? Keep Jerry out. This is in, that's out. Go home, take a shower, lie down.
Jerry repeatedly straightens up and bends double again. Mike observes from inside the shop as Jerry dips down and vomits.
No! Oh, come on.
Jerry steadies himself. Mike beckons to him from the door.
Get out of the street. Get out of the street. Wipe your face. Jesus. Stand right there. I'll get you some water. Don't move. Just wait a minute.
Mike mops up outside the shop and wipes his feet on the pavement. Inside, Jerry browses, sliding out videos from the shelves. Mike comes back in.
Oh. You feeling better now?
Mike? Aren't you gonna ask me how the sabotage went?
No, I wasn't, actually.
Oh, come on. Ask me how the sabotage went.
Okay, how'd sabotage go?
Terrible. It was a two-man operation. It was a two-person sabotage.
Shh. Ma'am, if you need any help, just let me know.
How about if I need any help? Should I let you know?
I wasn't talking.
Yeah, apparently not.
Thanks.
Jerry replaces two tapes. The young woman, Sherry, picks up one and puts it on a lower shelf. Jerry repositions it.
Oh, that's not in alphabetical order.
I know that. It's the new order. Excuse me. Do you work here?
Jerry.
I don't think so. Haven't you heard about the new West Coast video, more efficient, non-alphabetical order? Miss, I know where to print the videos. No, it's time for me to
Jerry.
Educate your customers. Do you put everything in your house in alphabetical order? Like all of your food in the refrigerator?
You know, maybe,
you know,
maybe.
Apples, bananas,
she might,
carrots.
She might, and you know what? That would be fine.
Ding dongs.
Because she didn't do anything wrong.
You know what? I just realized, I bet
wrong.
She is. She's
Jerry?
Super organized. She's really like, I hate those kind of people.
You are incredibly rude.
Don't attack me, lady.
You're incredibly okay. Rude,
are
mister.
Are you yelling in my ear?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry,
man.
Did I
I'm
put your forks
I'm
into
sorry.
The spoon
right.
Drawer?
Go
don't put the TV next to the radio.
Go, go, go.
Get some rest.
Lunatic.
You're the cuckoo. Hey, don't put the shoes in the refrigerator, because they'll get cold.
Wow.
Dumb broad.
I am really, really sorry.
Yeah.
He's a veteran, actually. He's had a lot of exposure to, you know, chemicals and stuff. If there's anything you need, we've got books, we got albums. I got some freshmen, some ice pops.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Jerry veers reluctantly towards metal objects as he heads off. A downcast Mr. Fletcher and his old friends have gathered by night in a rain-washed railway carriage.
Fletcher, you pull through. Every time you think it's the end, you always pull through.
Yeah. Look here, Mo. I wish it was that easy, man, but not this time. I can't adapt, and that's why I'm broke.
Fletcher, this is America. Anybody can make money. Now, let me show you something.
We made a ton of money with this little thing. Well, this is a dish squirting brush.
Mm-hmm.
And so goes in here.
Yep.
A great idea.
Now, the squirting idea has been around for years, but we didn't make squat until we added this stainless steel cover on the handle. People going crazy over it. Man, our sales increased 800%.
What?
And we expanded our market share tenfold in 2 years. You need to go visit all of the successful renting businesses and learn and adapt. You say you can't adapt. Adapt. Then just give the people what they want. That's all you got to do.
Give the people what they want.
Seated in a window across the street from the busy West Coast video store, Fletcher puts down his binoculars.
Miss Gonzalez, is...
I know who this is.
Mr. Fletcher, I was hoping to hear from you.
I was calling regarding the tape of driving Miss Daisy. Mike told me you still have it.
Oh, do I?
I'll find it and bring it by tomorrow.
Well, don't worry. I'm out of town anyway. I'm doing a little work and doing a little research.
Oh, well, how long will you be gone?
A week at the most.
Really?
Can I ask a favor?
Yes.
You should keep an eye out on Jerry for me while I'm gone. He destroys everything he touches.
At his junkyard, Jerry wrestles with an aluminium foil suit. Across the road, Mike struggles with the till. Sherry comes in clutching a video.
Hi. Good morning.
It's blank.
I'm sorry?
Rewound this tape all over and it's blank.
Really? Did you check the...
Sure did. Check that.
You know, sometimes you gotta use head cleaner.
Okay, I did that actually.
It'll eat the tapes. Just pop it in and see what's going on.
Excuse me, this video don't work.
I'm sorry?
It don't work.
It doesn't, it won't play. Is that what you mean?
I rewound it, I played it and everything, it's nothing but fuzz. Yeah, like that.
Is your VCR NTSC?
No, it's brand new.
Wait, do you always blame everything on the customer?
No, not at all.
Where's Mr. Fletcher?
He's away on a memorial trip, so he left me in charge as manager of the store. So you know what I'm gonna do? Both of you, free of charge, can have any two tapes that you'd like in the shop.
No thanks.
No problem.
What I would like is to be reimbursed my dollar.
Okay.
Because I've had enough.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do to make it?
No, just my dollar.
I'm really sorry about
all this.
I just hit this.
Yeah, the whole thing is unfortunate.
This button. I'm really okay. It's not. No, I tried. No, that's not it either. I think I have a dollar. Oh, okay, there it is.
Okay, great.
I'm very sorry about that.
Listen,
you don't have to mention this to Mr. Fletcher.
You
can have it. Okay, not a problem. I'm sorry about that.
Uh-huh.
All right, I got these two.
Okay, that's,
Okay,
not a problem. Okay.
Mike grabs VHSs off the shelves and tries to play them.
Stop!
A series of horizontal bars flicker across the whole TV screen.
No! All the tapes are blank.
The movies.
All of them, they're all gone. All the tapes are gone. Where?
Jerry, wrapped in silver foil, with Mike in the store strewn with VHSs.
He's just gonna flip when he sees this. You know that look that he has on his face? He's gonna be so disappointed that he left me with this responsibility. Look, what the duck? All of the tapes are like this. All the tapes. I tried every tape.
Relax.
On this table.
It's the TV, Mike.
Yeah?
The TV is malfunctioning. It's not all the videotapes.
Well, show me what it's doing.
Think about it.
Show me how... What was that? Maybe that's the picture coming back. Wait, what was that? Why is it doing that?
Does that happen when you do it?
No, I haven't done that at all. Wow. What is that? Why is it doing that when you do that? What is wrong with you? You're magnetized. You erased these tapes. It's you.
What happened during the sabotage attempt, Jerry?
Jerry, open-mouthed, grabs Mike by his shirt collar.
I didn't sabotage the power plant. The power plant sabotaged me.
Really?
I did have the driving Miss Daisy tape at home.
Oh, good. That's really good.
Jerry shakes off the tape, which jumped into his hand.
Thank you for returning the tape.
I like your ensemble. Listen, I want to rent Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters? Is that out? Isn't that a horror movie?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that could be interesting.
Miss Falafelwitz, it's actually got a lot of nudity in it, so...
Oh, you're pulling my leg.
We're right in the middle of reorganizing, and that's why all the tapes are there that and getting the stock together.
I think you should know that Mr. Fletcher calls me every night at 8 p.m. just to see how I am, and I think he would not be pleased to see his business go off the deep end because some sort of boxing match going on these premises.
No.
I don't think so.
We're not boxing. It's just, buddies, just, you know, just horsing around.
Yeah,
it's just
well.
Nothing, just boys. What I can do is that I can get that to you first thing tomorrow morning.
No, I don't think so. Uh-uh. I'm going to come back before 7 when you close.
Oh, okay.
And I really strongly suggest that you get this place in order.
Okay,
fast.
She picks her way over the videos that litter the floor.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
She's a communist. I don't like commies. I gotta get some rest. I still feel sick. Yeah? Yeah, me too. What time is...
The store clock flicks onto 2:30.
This is a message for Mark. I was wondering if he had a copy of Ghostbusters that I could borrow. Hey, bro. Pablo around? I'm under a little bit of pressure. Do you have a copy of a Ghostbusters that I could borrow? You do? Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. No. Because I don't need it on DVD. I need it on VHS. Yeah. Well, you know, they said that about Laserdisc too, so. Okay, take care.
Mike looks at his watch and heads away from the shop. He waits for a car to pass before breaking into a run. He approaches West Coast DVD Rentals. Inside, neat rows of DVDs line the walls, and in the center of the store, a projection screen shows a film. Mike steps in front of the screen.
Ooh, a clear image, even in the middle of the day. It's as powerful as the sun. Excuse me, sir, I'm sorry. Do you have Ghostbusters on VHS?
There's no VHS here, buddy. Ho, little Mikey. What are you doing here, man?
You know me.
Of course I know you, Mike. I get it. Old man Fletcher sent you by here to get a movie that he's missing, and he's too embarrassed to get it himself.
No,
ain't that right?
No,
ain't that right, little Mikey? Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I call it like I see it.
All right, you take care.
I got you.
A doctor puts a stethoscope to Jerry's head.
Tell me the truth, Doc. How long have I got left?
10 minutes.
10 minutes?
This should help.
He hands Jerry a box of aspirin. Mike lies in the store, clutching the Ghostbusters blank tape and cover. He turns his head and smiles faintly. Then he slaps down the tape and cover on the counter with a focused expression. Mike extracts a video camera from the shelves laden with bits and pieces of equipment. He loads the Ghostbusters tape and looks through the viewfinder. Outside, Jerry, sporting his wire mesh helmet, reads Hiroshima Diary.
Miss Kobayashi had a fever of
hunger. I'm Bill Murray. You're everybody else.
Are you crazy? She's never gonna buy it.
Yeah. She doesn't know what the movie's supposed to look like. The only thing that she knows is what's on this box. She's never seen it before. If we stay 10 feet away from the camera, she's not gonna recognize us. We come up with some special effects, we do it ourselves. She's gonna be back in like 2 hours and 45 minutes. She's on the phone with Fletcher every night. The first scene is at the library. And take that thing off, please.
In the library, Jerry adjusts his floral dress while Mike tapes silver foil to himself. A book hovers in front of him, dangling from a fishing rod contraption.
Action!
Start over. Sorry, cut.
What?
I looked right in the lens. We gotta start over.
We can't start over.
I looked right in the lens.
You just have to do one good take, all right? Don't listen. What you're doing is good. Just
I
do
am doing
same
good,
thing.
Right?
Yeah, just do this.
Am I doing great?
Thing. You're doing great, but
all
don't
right.
Look
at. You're doing good too.
All right, thanks,
with the
thanks.
Cinematography.
Okay, good. Go check the card. Check the card.
Drawers of index cards slide out.
Okay, you're doing. That's good. That's right. Let's go. Put your head down.
I can't see.
Okay, go back to the shelf.
Mike throws cards in front of the lens.
Suspecting nothing. It goes.
Jerry takes flight. As a homemade special effect, a paper cutout looms towards Jerry, framing his screaming mouth.
You're walking down the street, yeah. And you see a little ghost.
What
you gonna do about Ghostbusters?
What is that?
That's the Ghostbusters theme song.
No.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Both in aluminium foil suits, they enter another floor, turning the heads of the library users.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! Something weird, and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Put this stuff. We got one right there. So we can get a closer look. Hey, have you talked to Elvis lately?
Shh.
We're moving on to stage 2.
We can capture her. We have the megapixels. You just have to stay with me, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
With outstretched tinsel tentacles, they approach the elderly lady.
Excuse me?
Roar, we got her.
We did it.
All right.
Because we're Ghostbusters.
All right, found it in.
I'm in the hotel reading area for children. And I'm getting a lot of creepy vibes.
I think I did hear something.
You heard something? Stay where you are. I'm on my way.
Jerry performs as the green ghost Slimer in a plastic bag with a green light.
I got slime.
Filming in a kitchen.
Okay, Wilson, go now.
Wilson, now.
Wilson?
Should I come in now?
Yes, for duck's sake, now, Wilson.
I wasn't sure.
If you or any of your family have seen ectoplasmic apparitions or heard funny noises in your attic,
call Ghostbusters. We're fully staffed and ready 24 hours a day to fulfill your supernatural needs.
We're ready to believe you.
Go get the refrigerator.
Hello, I need Ghostbusters fast. They're the strange alien in my refrigerator.
Okay, go.
Rock and roll! How's it look?
Amazing. Very real.
Yeah.
Okay, now the next scene is the car screeching through the night.
Okay.
Well, not night, because we're not in the night. We gotta just go with the day.
No. All dramatic scenes are shot at night. You gotta shoot it at night.
The day
and
is
then
fine.
You what also you have to wet the floor. You wet the floor.
Would you stop? That's just a waste of water. Would you stop?
Mike, I'm not gonna botch this job, man. If you wanna do it in the day, you'll find somebody else.
Miss Fowler was to be back in less than an hour. We don't have time.
We just need a minimum amount of professionalism. I can shoot a night scene in the day. Give me the camera.
Yeah, no.
Give me the camera. Let me just show you how you can.
Jerry reels from frying pan hit.
You cannot touch the camera. You're gonna erase everything that we've done.
Mike, look on the side of the camera. There's a button that says negative.
See? Makes it look like nighttime in the day, am I right?
Oh, there it goes.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Your face is negative, though.
Jerry approaches.
Don't.
There's something we can do about that.
What?
Mike puts his head in a photocopier.
Close your eyes.
Oh, you tell me it now?
Sorry. Good job.
They wear the photocopied masks.
Gotta run. Got a date with a ghost.
Wilson, in drag, runs after the customized car, filming. Mike jumps out and takes the camera.
Must make you feel good.
Okay.
Wilson rushes to next position.
Ghostbuster, open the door!
Wait, do it one more time.
Ghostbusters, open the door!
Are you the gatekeeper or the keymaster?
Wilson prostrate.
Are you the keymaster? I want your key inside of me.
Are you menstruating? That's not from this scene.
I'm the scientist here. I'm gonna open that refrigerator door.
Jerry gallops towards the fridge. A ginger cat jumps out and plays with the tinsel.
Show this prehistoric bitch how we do things downtown.
We ionized it. It was a complete particle reversal.
Can I go now?
As the 100-foot marshmallow man tried to kill them, they decided to reverse reality by crossing their beams.
As Marshmallow Man burns, Mike sprays Jerry with cream.
Nice working with you, Dr. Franklin.
See you on the other side.
The End, starring Bill Murray and other actors, written by Dan Aykroyd, directed by Ivan Reitman. Ghostbusters!
Hey, Miss Fowler, Miss Fowler, hi!
I was waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm here.
By the way, it looks a load better. Big improvement.
Well, yeah,
Mr.
We
Fletcher
just,
will be pleased.
Yeah, we're doing inventory here.
Yeah, a nice and tidy house. First step to combating depression, to have an optimistic view of the future.
Yeah, that sounds...
You know what I do whenever I'm feeling depressed?
Oh, what's that?
I clean my house.
Oh, really?
Honest to God, it clears the mind. You'll see. In the morning when the sun comes in, number one step to fighting depression. I really
here it is, Miss Followers. There you go. Ghostbusters, like you asked for.
My living room.
Mike, you know, thumps Jerry.
Hi.
I have a What are you doing? I have a method, a foolproof method for fighting depression. You get a notebook and you like put four columns in it. And the first column is the effort you believe the dreaded task will take.
Tell me the other two tomorrow because I'm focused on those first two. They were good.
Wait a sec, $1, one tape.
No, Miss Bolowitz, it's not a problem. It's okay. It's on us today.
Really?
Uh huh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Well, enjoy the movie.
Jerry waves at a bemused Miss Fallowitz.
We should have had like a premiere of that thing or something.
Mike stares at Jerry.
What? What are you talking about? What? She's not supposed to know that we're in the movie because
maybe I want her to know that I'm in the movie. Maybe I am in Ghostbusters.
Why? She's bad at
because I'm proud of my work.
Oh, you are.
Mike,
oh my
you
God.
Have zero ambition.
What's
that's your problem? You're gonna be stuck in this dump for the rest of your life. Good night.
What's a dump? What's a dump? My shop is a dump? You live in a junkyard.
Not just the store. The whole city is a swamp.
It's a swamp now.
Yeah, a dump. Swamp. When you get stuck here, you're stuck for life. Come on, Mike. What is so great about this town? Huh?
The people.
The people? You're gonna make me cry. The people. The only reason there's anybody here is because they have nowhere to go.
Why don't you go somewhere, Mr. Junkman?
Ooh, we got a customer.
Mr. Jack.
Hi, how you doing?
Actually, we're closed. I'm actually open later.
Just take a moment, guys. A rush hour too. That's all.
Excellent choice.
It's out. But you come back tomorrow, and I can get you Ghostbusters.
Just seen it.
Jaws.
Whoa, what was that?
Duck.
The Ghostbuster car's ablaze.
How about, Tower and Inferno?
I saw it.
Mr. Jack, if you just come back tomorrow, I'll take care of all of that tomorrow, okay, Mr.
I
Jack?
I can't believe you don't have rush hour, too. I'm gonna go to West Coast Video.
No, you're not. You don't do that. You have some morals. Just wait till tomorrow. I'll have rush hour 2 tomorrow.
Good!
Performing as Rush Hour's Chief Inspector Lee, Jerry exchanges karate chops with two assailants.
Lee, I'm coming! I'm taking the stairs!
Mike as Carter rushes up the stairs.
Lee!
Cut, that was great.
Escaping his enemy, Jerry struggles onto the roof. Wilson is there to greet him with a baseball bat. Jerry clings onto a horizontal pole. Mike on the roof.
Lee. Over here! Lee, what you doing down there, man?
Carter, behind you! Behind you, look out!
Mike falls off the roof, but catches Jerry's legs.
Lee, this Chinese bamboo ain't go home!
Don't worry, Carter. Chinese bamboo, very strong.
Jerry struggles to break the wood above his head. They land in a pile of rubbish sacks.
This Chinese bamboo ain't strong. I can't believe you got me out here.
Forget about the bamboo. We gotta go solve a crime.
Mike on camera as Jerry and Wilson struggle.
Going for the kiss now, Jerry. Going for the kiss. Going for the kiss now. Go now. Kiss him now.
Why do I have to kiss Wilson? She's the bad guy, right?
Right. She's got the detonator. He's got the detonator in his hand. You have the bomb in your mouth. You have to press it against her to keep her from blowing your head off. It's not a kiss.
I know.
Jerry violently shakes his head, mouthing at Mike.
We've been working with him all day. We can't replace him.
Could I just say something?
What?
I quit. Amateurs. I hate this movie.
Wilson.
Thanks. Good work today.
Mike crunches Jerry's hand.
Mike! Listen to me. Maybe you can understand that I don't want the whole neighborhood to think I'm having a homosexual interracial relationship with my mechanic.
Oh, okay. So the interracial is the issue for you.
Okay,
now.
Forget about the interracial thing, but kissing my mechanic is disturbing and inappropriate. He could sue me for sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come on. Mike. I got a better idea. Follow me.
A dry cleaner's.
Okay. You see what I'm talking about? Okay.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt. We're movie makers, and we're making a movie around the corner, and we have a kissing scene, and we need an actress, and you are amazing.
I'm sorry. I can't leave the store. I have work to do, but my sister can. Alma,
What? Come here. These guys are making a film around the corner. They need a girl. What kind of film are you making?
Actually, it's like comedy, action, adventure, like the types of movies, you know.
I don't think you understand what we're offering you, though.
We want you to be a movie star.
I told you I have to stay here. I can't leave. But she should go. She's a really good actress. I was in the school play. She was a fridge.
A refrigerator?
Yeah. So check it out, okay? So I'm standing in the kitchen, and this is my door. And then I had, like, close my eye like this. And I'm like that.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick meeting.
It's the light.
A quick producer's
meeting. It's the
light. You got it.
She's horrible.
What's the matter?
She's the worst actress I've ever seen. Listen to me. I know a woman who works across the street at the diner. She's perfect.
Are you gonna kiss her or are you gonna kiss Wilson? Because that's what it is at this point. Are you gonna kiss her?
I hate you right now.
Okay. We did it.
Guess what? We just had a meeting.
Yeah.
You got the part. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we should go now because we're actually shooting right now.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to make some movies.
I'm sorry, can is this yours?
Yes.
Can we use this just really quickly?
No. She just dropped this off to be
just
clean.
Just really, really quickly, man.
Just for a couple hours.
We'll bring it back. We'll make sure it's in fine condition. What's your name?
Ann.
Miss Ann, thank you so much. You got to make sure she gets a wardrobe credit.
She will get a credit,
okay.
For sure.
Okay. So,
and then some. I'm going to be thinking about parts for you in the future of our films. Not you, however. You blew it. I wanted to make you Marilyn Monroe. Now you're just going to be the cleaner.
Okay, let's go.
Thank you, sister. Thank you for letting us use your sister.
We're going to
go
down
here. We're going
to go. It's rush hour, too, and you're going to play the girl. Action, guys.
Jerry struggles with the pretty young woman.
Oh.
Alma pulls away abruptly.
What was that?
Hold still.
Mike hits Jerry.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm sorry. He got exposed to radioactive waves.
Are you radioactive? Is it contagious? Am I going to be radioactive now?
Not radioactive! Magnetized! Give me my bottle. I'm sorry, we didn't have a chance to... It's not contagious. I'm just going to check. Sorry. You're fine. This came out pretty good.
I'm fine?
Not magnetized.
Okay, good.
Not magnetized.
What about your friend?
Huh?
Jerry comes in, looking downcast.
Hey, Jerry. I'm really sorry about hurting your feelings. It's just, like, I got really scared about the radioactive stuff.
But... Yeah, no, it's my fault. I should have warned you.
Yeah. Is that you?
I took the whole bottle.
Why would you do that, Jerry?
I just wanted to go to sleep. Am I gonna die?
Yeah, it's aspirin, not sleeping pills.
No.
Dummy? Why be a dummy?
You are not going to die, okay?
If you
do what I say, okay? I need you to go to the bathroom. Get me a bucket filled with salt and water right now.
Salt.
Okay?
Salt.
Go.
Jerry shakes.
Just sit down, relax. Just sit down.
I'm gonna die.
No, you're not gonna die. I promise. I've done it before.
I have a good future.
Here. Drink it.
He puts down a huge bucket.
Good.
You okay?
That was good.
On the TV.
Hey, look at me. I'm doing good.
Oh, that's me.
Jerry pushes past Mike and rushes out of the shop.
Why does he have to puke outside of the shop every time?
Oh, good, he's gonna puke out all the bad stuff, you see?
Right in front of the shop. Hi, sorry.
Jerry looks round.
Wait, what's he doing now?
Jerry's pee seeps under a car, making it shudder.
Oh, nice. Nice pee.
You guys are so weird.
It all came out of my pee!
Yeah.
Is his pee making me do that?
Metal objects move downstream.
Thank God for my bladder.
Okay, good. Would you just finish and come inside?
Alma, I owe you one.
Let's test it out.
Is it warping the image still?
No?
No?
No.
I'm demagnetized. You're a genius.
Thanks.
You saved my life.
Hi.
Thank
nice.
You. I told you.
Hi. Mr. Jack.
What are you looking at?
Oh, nothing. We were just closing up, actually. Yeah. So, there it is.
I have to pay in mostly pennies. That's
fine.
Okay.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy the movie. Your pennies are always good here.
I'm going to enjoy it. Thank you. Good night.
Enjoy the movie?
Yeah, enjoy the movie. We worked hard on it. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, we gotta find new tapes. We're gonna get caught. We can't keep doing this.
What are you talking about? It's going fine. So far, so good.
What? When Miss Followett sees Ghostbusters?
Our version is better than
the
original.
She's gonna say something to Mr. Fletcher. First of all, our version is only 20 minutes.
Yeah, but 20 minutes, it's all the brain can concentrate for. It's the perfect duration. It's a biological fact. I study this,
yeah.
I know.
And besides, Mrs. Fallowitz has never seen a science fiction movie before. She might think all of them are 20 minutes long. And isn't she a little kooky? She probably wouldn't even recognize us.
Miss Fallowitz opens her door.
Y'all need to chill out, right?
What's up, old lady?
Yo, come on in, guys.
Yo, Craig, what's up, man?
Four teenage guys file past her, the last one, Q, dwarfing her.
Yo, you gotta check this out, man. My auntie got this from Fat's Video Store. This is Ghostbusters.
Bro, sham. Boom. Water. Laser.
Water.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Miss Fallowitz gave it to her nephew.
It looks like they were disappointed with the video.
Do they have guns?
No, I can clearly see you hiding behind the counter.
Bang. On the door.
Lights back on.
We was closed. Something is wrong with these lights. Nothing.
Y'all open now.
Alma hides between the shelves. Craig slaps Ghostbusters down on the counter.
That wasn't bad. What else y'all got?
The whole store?
No. No, we only have Rush Hour 2. Nah, man, he said the whole store. Why you lie to me, I'm man? I'm not lying.
Guys, make y'all a choice.
The giant, Q, looks Jerry and Mike up and down.
What is wrong with them?
Just came out.
There's a fish right here, man.
Guys.
That one you got. Right? Yeah, that's the jump. Hey, man, hand me one of them little mint jump off right there. We'd love to rent y'all these videos today, but Mr. Fletcher, right, when he called,
oh, yeah,
we got the new policy. 2 videos per day per account, so.
All right, then, well, let me open an account right now.
Shit, man.
Oh. Yeah. Sign up, okay, right. We're gonna need your picture ID, your phone bill, your last 3 rent receipts, your grades, a letter from your mother if you're a minor, the last 3 countries you visited prior to this trip, your 10 favorite films, and your blood type.
You know, you real lucky we don't beat up girls.
Words.
For real.
Yeah, except Craig Conn.
Shut up, stupid. Look, we'll be back with all the necessary documents. We still have 2 to choose, right?
Yeah. Here you go. You pick 2 of those and you'll be...
That's my choice.
He picks RoboCop.
No, you get to pick your choice, right? And we gotta fight over ours?
Yeah.
What kind of democracy is that?
Man, who told you?
You always get your way, man.
You guys, listen. You guys!
Life without civilization is brutal, nasty, and short.
Mm.
If you're gonna come around here and spread pizza all over the walls with gats, you're gonna miss out on some good movies. So this is what I'm saying. I'm gonna put all of these videos into this bag. Alma, you're gonna pick out 2 of these videos at random, totally random. It's the only way to do it civilized. And everyone will survive. Pick it out, shake it, shake it, shake it. There they are.
These are your choices.
Done.
How the hell?
Okay, who's the baby that picked the Lion King? Someone did.
All eyes turn to Q.
What? Yeah, but exactly. We will have them for you at 4 p.m. tomorrow, as long as you give us $20 right now. $20?
Yo, that's a complete ripoff.
No. These are custom made, sweeted.
Sweeted.
It's a very rare type of video.
Swede? Like Sweden?
Yeah, Sweded.
It's a country, not a verb.
Exactly. That's why it's expensive, because it's a faraway, expensive country.
It's imported.
Sweden. A toast. $20 in 1 day. That's never happened.
Wait,
at Be Kind Rewind.
That's never happened at all.
Nice with the civilization theory.
Right?
I gotta say, that was nice.
I just pulled that out. I do some thinking at night. If I can't sleep, I'll just think about stuff.
Who picked the Lion King?
That's what I was wondering. The big guy, maybe. One of those guys picked the Lion King.
It was me.
You snuck it in there?
Yeah.
You're a badass.
See, well, Pocahontas used to be like my favorite movie, right? But then I couldn't find it when you got the back idea, so I just picked Lion King instead.
It is such a good movie, too. I cry every time when the father dies.
Oh, man, I love The Lion King, too. It's my favorite picture, man.
My mom loved it.
It's awesome.
You like it, too?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's deeply deep.
Oh, yes.
Because the uncle kills the nephew's father.
Which is his brother.
That's his brother. He kills his own brother, right? That's some heavy shaped scary shit.
Yeah.
What fun?
Shape nothing.
Well, you know.
Does anybody have any ideas, Lion King lady, about how we're supposed to shoot an animated film?
Alma films them as they manipulate painted cutouts of lions from behind.
Jerry, I kind of see your head. There's a
What?
It doesn't look real.
Well, Alma, stay on the voices. We'll be in charge of the bodies in motion.
Okay.
I need you to say this line. I'm gonna piss on the graves of your ancestors. It's important to the
don't
story,
say
Alma.
That.
I'm going to piss on the heads of
don't,
the
don't.
Ancestors!
Wait, hold on. This is a children's movie.
This is the sequel. We're doing part two.
Inside West Coast DVD rentals, a shop assistant scrutinizes Fletcher taking notes.
Less choice, more copies of the same movie.
Simplified categorization of genre.
Sir? Hi.
Noticeable outfit and big badge on employee.
Sir, are you sure I can't help you? I mean, you've been here for the last 2 hours. You can't seem to make up your mind. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
Do you carry a copy of Stormy Weather?
What?
No specific knowledge required. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, very helpful.
Jerry in a homemade RoboCop outfit.
That's it.
Shoot him, Robo.
I'm taking you downtown. I'm coming to get you now.
You're gonna get shot.
Oh my God.
Ah! It is more where that came from.
No!
You cop lady.
Craig arrives.
Hey, y'all still shooting, man?
Yeah, we're
4 o'clock. Y'all was supposed to be done, man. I've been out there for like 20 minutes.
Don't worry. I can handle this guy.
Nah, I got it, man.
We're almost done.
I will shoot you, and I know robot karate.
I got something for you, man.
The ray gun.
What do you think you're... I'll take you to the... Ah!
You want something?
No.
Ah!
Something? Where is that? I'm giving you till the count of three to drop your weapon.
Wilson in a forklift truck empties a dustbin over Craig.
That's not funny, y'all. Whatever, y'all. No, it's
kind of funny.
It's part of the movie. That was good.
It went really well.
I like your vest.
Thanks, I made it myself.
Craig just.
Mike freezes.
These people.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Outside the shop is a long queue of people of all ages, headed by Mr. Jack.
Let's go before they see us.
Mike, we're here.
Okay, you're gonna smile, pretend like you know what you're doing, okay? And I'm gonna take care of the rest.
No.
Yes.
This was really great, but it's too short. It's so good. It should be longer. And anyway, I told all my friends, and they decided they want to join the store.
Bring them in.
Okay, it's open. For two lines, rentals on the right and returns on the left. The store policy is also two rentals per customer. Maybe you'd like to get a film that you know about?
Okay, guys, I'm accepting applications in this line right here. Hi.
Hi.
Would you like?
This one, Sweden, please.
Okay, let me just check to see if you have the proper document. Seems like you have a lot of C's.
Great.
I don't even think you really should pass. So we're gonna need a $20 supplement fee for average guests.
Are you insane?
I'm
$20?
Sorry. I don't make the rules. I just have to enforce them.
You're crazy. They're insane. I'm leaving.
You bend the rules.
You're gonna be stuck anyway.
No.
Excuse me.
Jerry.
I am RoboCop. I heard there was a disturbance at Be Kind Rewind Video Store.
Mr. RoboCop, may I have an autograph, please?
Oh, my grandson.
Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of RoboCop.
Miss Fallowitz.
Miss Fallowitz takes a video from the shelf.
Hi, Miss Fallowitz.
Yeah, can you sweep this for me?
Oh, driving Miss Daisy. I'd really rather not do this one. I really never really got this movie. I thought it was a little condescending.
It's a loving movie, full of generosity and giving. She teaches him to read. How many movies have that kind of heart?
Okay. That's the spot. Pull over the car. Stop the car, right?
This is not the spot.
Are you deaf? This is the spot.
I wish I was deaf.
Who is that hussy chasing after us? Be gone, hussy. Okay.
You know we're not filming any of it.
I know, I'm just practicing. I'm staying in character. Come on, dude. Let's keep in character. Okay?
All right.
Come around the side and, mm-hmm. and help me get out of the car. Okay!
Yes,
Jerry,
ma'am.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Okay.
Now, she doesn't act like that.
Don't you talk to me like that, young missy.
She doesn't act
you
like that.
You stay over there. Okay, go and find me the grave that says Worthen on it. Go like the wind, run. Run, Hokey. Please. W-E-R-T-H-E-N. Hokey, can you hear me?
Oh, no, Hokey. You're illiterate, aren't you?
Jerry.
I'll teach you how to read.
A W
is like a mountain upside down. Isn't that clever?
Now, what happens if you add an er to the W?
Mike!
What
do you think?
Were.
Were! Out of then, what do you got?
Okay, Jerry, stop. Would you stop?
No.
Worthen!
Mike.
Knock it off!
Mike, what are you doing?
Are we shooting?
Jerry, come back! Jerry!
Jerry stares down at a photocopier. Out comes his mugshot with the words, "For your consideration."
Hey!
Stop messing around. I'm not in the mood.
You know, I was in character.
I know.
He didn't have to take it so personally.
Well, apparently he did, Jerry. Like, you crossed the line a little bit.
Don't you think I have my share of humiliation? Who keeps on giving the orders all day? He does.
Uh-huh.
And who keeps taking them?
Well, I kind of do all the
time. No. Me. And why should I? Things have changed.
Uh-huh.
People recognize me in the street, right, Simon?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. They love me. I want my own trailer.
You have a trailer, okay? That is where you live.
Is that spit on there?
Yes.
Come on.
Okay, and everybody does know you on this street because all you do is go from your shop to Mr. Fletcher's and back.
No,
it's true.
You don't get it. They look at me in a different way with love and respect. I'm a star.
You are a star.
I want my own trailer next to my trailer, a movie trailer. That trailer doesn't count.
The word star is painted on Jerry's trailer.
Everybody's ready.
The junkyard becomes their set for a long list of Swedish films. First up is When We Were Kings. Jerry comes out of the trailer, punching the air in boxing gloves.
They were not protected. As far as Foreman goes, he was devastating that punching bag, and we writers were so frightened for Ali. That
look, it's incredible. The pilots are black, I'm black, the whole plane is black, and we're not crashing. Oh.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
It's me, Hal. I'm afraid I can't open the pod doors today. Why don't you take a jog around the space capsule?
Okay, I'm ready. Go.
Mike, in a mock spacesuit, runs on the spot. He is filmed by a rotating camera, giving the impression he's upside down. King Kong. Jerry, in a gorilla suit, climbs a horizontal skyscraper and grabs at model planes. Their version of Kong holding the girl in his paw. Carrie, Alma pulls a bucket down on a woman.
Alma! This is ketchup! You said you were gonna use Kool-Aid!
Sorry!
Come on, Alma!
Men in Black.
We gotta stop by, pick up an inquirer, find out what the hell they've been doing.
We're upside down! I'm upside down!
The whole universe is in a marble!
Fletcher gets out of a train. He wheels his suitcase along the sunlit platform and ambles towards the imposing modern Passaic City Hall building.
I'm glad you have come to your senses. I have a list of addresses here for you to visit.
No. Tomorrow, I am starting a progressive transition to a modern medium, the DVD. You see, I found these affordable DVD players that I'm going to recommend to my customers. Within a couple of months, half of my catalog will be digital and the rest by the end of the year, which means more titles in the same space and more business.
Listen, if you don't want the building demolished, then you're going to have to make these renovations with one of the city's licensed contractors. Do you have any idea of the kind of costs we're talking about here? There's an estimate of the cost to repair the roof, and that's the bare minimum of work needed. I just don't see it happening.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I'll fix the roof.
Fine. You now have 6 weeks before Mr. Baker brings the demolition crew. Then you're going to have to relocate yourself at your own expense.
Fletcher walks towards Be Kind Rewind and surveys the queue.
Next!
He follows the head of the queue into his shop.
Hey, Gramps! Back of the line. I've been waiting an hour out there.
Yeah.
I came all the way from New York.
New York for real? Mike and Jerry are famous there.
Oh, hey, my shop.
Did you hear me?
I'm really sorry, sir, but you're going to have to go to the back of the line. I can't afford a ride in the shop.
No, this is my business.
It's
Can somebody explain to me what's going on here? Hey, Mike,
Where's Mike? Mike?
Mr. Fletch.
What's going on, man?
Oh, hey. I can explain everything. Something terrible happened with the tapes. They had all erased. So I know you didn't want Jerry to come into the store, but...
Jerry?
All right, this is the last autograph. My fingers are getting tired. I'm serious, Nick. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Let me take you back, please.
I'm sorry,
who's back? Mr. Fletchy. Welcome home, man. I got the slogan. Check it out. Be kind, rewind. Videos a la carte. You name it, we shoot it. Be kind, rewind videos a la carte.
Thanks, Jerry.
Did you put little drums under it?
Thank
you. I didn't mean to scream at you. I didn't know that you were the boss.
You know what I mean?
Listen, kids, I appreciate your creativity, but let's be realistic for a second. We will never hit that number and the building be gone.
Oh, no, Mr. Fletcher, we can do it. We've been doing really, really good. You know, we've been working hard. We grow every day.
It's far from enough. We need to adapt to the market. So the hell with documentaries, oldies, cult movies. We need to simplify. Two sections. Action adventures, comedies. That's it.
We gotta keep the silent movies, the Fats movies.
Quiet, I don't wanna hear any more about Fats Waller. New rules apply from tomorrow morning.
Mike looks depressed. Fletcher makes to leave.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. DVDs.
DVD what?
No more tapes. The entire catalog has to be on DVD by the end of the year.
And our films?
Yours and whatever we rent from my store.
Jerry leans back on the piano. Mike gets up, kicks a chair. He paces around.
I don't know why he's doing this. It's like everything we've been doing. It's just nothing. It's like... We can't keep doing this.
No way! We are doing better business than this store has ever done. We're celebrities now. We're on the power list. He has to listen to us.
No. No, he don't. I should've known. It's my fault. I should've known. He don't like remakes. It's worthless to him. It's like I'm nothing to him. I just work here.
He blinks repeatedly, a glum expression on his face.
Filthy little punk.
Mike in a black and white film plays to an audience. A man slams down the piano lid.
No way this punk kid gonna put his filth on my piano.
The man knocks the sheet music off the stand.
No, I erased all the tapes. I'm the little punk.
Why is it always about you guys? What about me? What about Alma? I want to be a filthy punk too, you know? These are not just simple remakes. They are way more creative. Of course, if the business maintains its current progress, we won't hit the objective. But if we shorten the length of the films, we can shoot more of them. And we will incrementally increase of the income.
Can you repeat the last?
No, Alma, people feel swindled.
Not if we include them in the films. We'll give them parts to play. This way, A, with their help, we can make more movies. B, the films can be shorter and they won't feel swindled.
They're not gonna feel cheated. They won't feel swindled. And they'll see themselves as a part of the neighborhood.
Yes, they'll become the stockholders of their own happiness.
You guys, this is something we can build on.
If we do more movies at a shorter time, we can rent more movies.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, that's what I just said.
But I thought it before you said it.
No.
Doesn't matter who said it first.
Jerry.
We're all on the same page.
I agree.
So this is a
good
thing.
I want to be a part of this team officially.
It's like, what do you call that when the snow
avalanche.
Falls down? No, when snowballing, getting bigger and bigger.
That's an avalanche.
And it incrementally increases the snowball size.
Come on, right here. I can feel it.
Explode
success.
A TV monitor shows Alma's advert.
Do you really want to buy these expensive and overly complicated DVD players? No way. So for only $20, you can purchase digital units. You can simply tape or glue it to your VCR, and then it upgrades to our Be Kind Rewind DVD player. And only then is when you can play our Be Kind Rewind DVDs.
Yes.
Vacation, Chevy Chase. Comedy, please.
That's not sweet.
Comedy.
Yet, sorry.
Comedy.
Good jerk. Action.
Wrong genre. That is a comedy. I must exclude you for the day. You can come back tomorrow. That's the new system. Do you have to say the right thing?
What kind of new system
you
sucks, man? I'm sick and tired of all these rules.
Hey, Lord of the Rings is not a comedy.
We didn't insult your new rules.
Now listen,
if you...
I want the jerk.
Sweden by tomorrow.
Sweden by tomorrow.
Stop. Or this little thing that's in your neck. Ow!
Let me see.
I'd be lying if I said I was not waiting for this opportunity to teach you a lesson.
Mr. Fletcher, this has really hurt my arm, okay? Mm-hmm. I apologize, okay?
Good.
I will follow the new rules.
Good. But more importantly, you should never threaten your auntie again. She works very hard to keep a roof over your head. And these guys are working very hard to save ours. You get my drift?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you for the lesson.
Fletcher puts on a record.
Sounds like Fats Waller's back in the house.
It's his house.
A black and white movie.
Now, my boy, do you know where our Fats did record most of his tunes and why?
I know that one.
I'm not sure.
I know the answer.
I know.
Mike?
At RCA Studios in Camden.
They like to drive there on the train on the way to the studio so they can get drunk.
And sometimes they didn't even get to the studio because they would get in a fight or they get arrested.
Mr. Fletcher, I don't really see the connection with my lesson.
There is none. We changed the subject.
More Swedish films in production, including Last Tango in Paris.
Follow me over here. I want to get in the right car and do a little makeout session. Okay, now we're walking.
Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
And I kiss you.
And Boys in the Hood.
And we're like young lovers.
Wow, these guys are good. They can shoot any style.
We cast Jack and his friends.
Whatever, man.
No, you hear what he say, man? Yo, yeah. Come on. You want some of this, baby?
Stop shooting him!
A mannequin lies stiff on the ground.
Derek!
Why?
Look at the pool of blood around him. You blew
it. Jesus.
What's happening to her?
It's no good.
Senseless, the violence.
You're the future.
The cash till fills with dollar bills. Video covers, DVDs attached, are swiftly labeled by hand, Swedid.
Kids, I have to admit.
He's in front of a sales chart.
I was wrong.
To movies with heart. And soul.
I remember the sandwiches, too. We had pig ears.
Okay, Mr. Fletcher.
Bread, pig ears and white bread.
I smell elephant.
You're the number one hunter in the world, and when you see that elephant, you know that you have to kill it. And that's great. We did it.
And cut!
The Swedish title scroll, Boogie Nights, The Notebook, Highway. Alma writes on the sales chart.
We're nearly there. One more week.
Cherry and almond, cherry and almond. Cherry and almond, cherry and almond, cherry and...
Are you jealous or something?
No, I'm not. Forget about what I even said, don't. I'm sorry. Well, but really, I mean, how come he's always the one with you in the movies? It's always him.
Well, Jerry said that you complain about, you know.
That is a dirty lie. I never said a word about your mustache. I didn't say anything about it.
Her eyes flash. She frowns.
I never said my mustache. Okay, so Jerry was telling the truth, and that's why you never wanted to kiss me or anything.
No, I never complained about that.
Mike, I never said the word, and you did. So how would you know, huh?
Because he complains about it all the time, to tell you the truth.
What's the difference? You think I have one,
no,
right?
No, really, to be perfectly honest, I don't even think you have
one.
I don't have one. Just really quick, let me see.
He lowers her hand from her face, drawing her towards him.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
He tilts her head upwards.
I don't see anything.
I don't see it.
No.
He rubs her button nose.
Thanks.
Maybe I should give you a blind test.
Yeah, I think we need a blind test.
He cradles her head and touches her face with his.
So? Hey! You're trying to kiss me!
Why not?
Why not? Are you in love with me?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do I know that?
You know you're in love with a person when you talk to them for a minimum of 20 minutes a day in your head.
What if I talk to a guy in my head for 20 minutes? What would that mean?
You're in love with Jerry.
Huh? Ew, no.
We're close. You are in love with Jerry.
No, I'm not.
Mike, you hear
the
door?
Not at all. No, that's not.
It could be Mike, anybody. Somebody's at the door.
Mr. T, Fats.
You are in love with him. I know
Mr.
it.
Mr. Elroy Fletcher.
Yes.
To whom it may concern, copyright infringement is punishable by state and federal law. Now, I hold in my hand a restraining order from Trenton and actually a warrant of seizure from Washington, D.C. So, you, the defendant, declined to attend the judgment proceedings. So, the studios are coordinating to assess the damages from how many titles is it?
Approximately 200.
Okay, so.
Oh, what do we have here?
A record of rental.
Oh.
What?
200 titles times how many average viewings?
63 times per tape.
Times 250,000 maximum in damages and or up to 5 years in prison per offense.
Which adds up to $3.15 billion in fines, which would need to be paid back to the studios.
I'll write you a check.
And or 63,000 years in prison. Yeah. Which, of course, would have to be served before you could reopen the store.
But we made the movies ourselves.
And people
you're
like
right,
them.
But technically, you're wrong. You see, these tapes belong to the studios. Look, it's written, FBI warning, right there.
It's at the beginning of the tape as well.
But we erased that. So
the people come here because they want to see these movies. That's why they come here. They're not interested in those formulaic big movies. They're not interested in them. They don't want to see them.
Taste has nothing to do with this.
Don't listen
to him. The entire film industry is crumbling because of pirates and bootleggers, and we intend to stop it right now, right here.
We're not selling boots, and we're not pirates, and we don't have viruses.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Fletcher.
Mr. Fletcher, I mean, look, I have a family too, okay?
Well, I didn't say I do. I mean, what does this got to do about the family?
Well, nevertheless, this writ gives us permission to destroy all your black market tapes by the end of the day, and all of these assets in the store hereby seized to pay these penalties to the studios.
No, not the police.
Just want to get in and out as painlessly as possible.
Those are Swedish!
Hey, let him go!
Outside the store, a roller crushes piles of videotapes and DVDs.
Mr. Fletcher, I can save the building. I got a plan B. This is the application to make it a historical landmark. I can't believe it. I didn't remember it before. It's gonna be easy because Fats was born here.
No, Mike, it's not so simple.
Well, why not? I mean, you can go get his birth certificate. The address has gotta be on the birth certificate.
No,
you
Mike,
go check on public records.
No, Mike, we can't provide any documents to prove that Fats lived here. Do you wanna know why? Huh? You wanna know why? Because.
No, listen,
now you don't wanna finish my sentences, huh? Well, look here, I'll finish them. We can't prove Fats Waller lived here because he never did.
Fletcher goes back inside the store, leaving Mike in the crowd, his hands covering his ears. Jerry, his face crumpling, watches with Alma as the federal law enforcer picks up a tape and repositions it on the flattened pile. Mike goes back into the building.
Just tell me why.
Well, it started as bedtime stories. I was trying to make this place bearable for you. And then I could never bring myself to tell you the truth.
Well, why Fats Waller? You could have picked anybody. Could have been Duke Ellington or Louis Armstrong.
Fats was a happy man. And I thought it would make you happy. If it's true, I lied. Now I'm going to hell upstairs.
Mike blinks back the tears.
Here we are, we're the villains, right?
A police officer restrains one of the customers as the roller continues to destroy the tapes.
And what did I see? Come for to carry me home.
Kids spray graffiti over the Fats Waller mural, obscuring the lettering. They give him a curly moustache.
Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot.
Jerry closes the gate to his junkyard.
Coming for to carry me home. Swing.
Wilson rides past the defaced mural on his moped.
Coming for to carry me home.
In the street outside the Be Kind Rewind building.
Baby, we need to make more movies.
What are you doing?
Look at all these people here. We want more movies, man.
Yeah.
We cannot do these movies anymore. It's illegal.
You can make your own.
I don't have ideas for movies.
Oh, bullpucky. You have got tons of ideas. Brilliant ideas. I hear them. You mumble them in your sleep. Mike, we can make any movie we want. We don't have to make one. They can't sue us if we're making new ones. Make whatever you want. Make Rush Hour 6, whatever. You know what I mean? Let's make a Scary Town 5000. We make it up, baby. You're the best director I know.
Wait a minute,
wait a
minute.
And I'm the best actor that I know. Together we're a team that can't be stopped. Mike, where do you go? Come back.
I want Mr. Fletcher to see. Mr. Fletcher! Mr. Fletcher!
What do you need me for?
To hell with them, Mr. Fletcher. We don't have to move to the projects if we don't want. We can stay right here.
How do we do that exactly?
We're gonna make a movie. All of us, all of these people came out to support us. We're gonna make a movie together. No. Check it. We're gonna do a movie about Fats Waller's life. Your hero, my hero. And we don't need permission to make movies on our own. This is for us to watch. The whole town is participating.
The movie
could be called Fats Was Born in Passaic.
Yeah!
Well, everybody knows I was lying. Are you gonna humiliate me again?
No,
Mr. Fletcher.
Look,
he's trying to prove you were right. Our past belongs to us. We can change it if we want. Sure. My mom saw Fats Waller playing the piano right here in the Passaic Theater. Sure. Anybody want to say anything about that?
Yes, me. My grandfather used to watch him play Bach every night in the church.
There you go.
My great uncle
right.
saved his life.
He took the train to Camden to record in the RCA studios.
He really did take the train to Camden.
That's right!
But Mike, they only have a week before the demolition.
It's not a problem. That's okay. We'll shoot the whole thing in a week.
And we can take donations to see the movie and use the money to save the building.
I'll play Fats.
No, you're not gonna. I'm gonna play Fats.
We'll see who plays Fats.
No, there'll be an audition process. You're not gonna play Fats.
May the best man play Fats.
Okay. Anyway, we should do it.
Good idea.
Yeah!
Outside the store, a board reads, Fats Waller was born here, coming next week. Monday.
Test.
Looks like it's working.
I can't tell if it's working.
I think it's working because it's pressed down.
All right, hold on.
I can't tell if it's working.
Yeah, it's working. Okay.
But it all started right here, 251 Main Street.
Ms. Fallowitz, can you tell us some of the true history of Fats Waller?
Fats was born in Mr. Fletcher's video store. He was the youngest of seven children, and all of them died before they even got to be five.
Some gangsters killed them all.
Yep.
They came low-riding.
Yep. They just shot them. It was like...
They were like ninjas.
Yeah. But boys, there's nothing fun about it. They were awful.
It was kind of fun, though, if you think about it.
What is the first instrument that Fats learned to play?
From what I recall, it was the piano.
I think it was a harmonium, actually.
Yes. Please correct. And we moved on to play one of the biggest instruments in the music business, and that's the organ.
He would spend nights here playing like Bach, you know, here at the great organ, right here.
Tuesday, in the store.
You guys, listen, there's a lot of different ways we can start the movie, but I'm just putting my vote in. We start at Fats' birth.
I think we should have the gangsters, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. With the
I like that.
Oh, everybody, listen.
Start with the death.
But that's backwards.
No, it's not backwards at all.
That is like Citizen Kane. You are an original.
If you're going backwards, then do the people talk like backwards in the sand?
Wednesday, the dry cleaners is the wardrobe room. Miss Fallowitz makes up Mike as Fats. Fletcher sports a dog collar. Jerry emerges from between the rails, blacked up as Fats.
Ain't misbehaving, saving all my loving for you.
Rooted to the spot, everybody stares at him.
You know, I'm fat. Fats is fat. That's his name, so I thought I could...
It's all wrong, but let's have a conversation about this. Just a brief conversation.
He's not even fat. I don't even think he looks like him at all.
Thursday.
Kansas City, the train station, the death scene.
Yeah, Mr. Jack, it's fine. It's good. Thank you, Andrea.
What the hell is a harmonium, anyway?
Harmonium.
Okay, what is it? Just a weird thing that makes harmonies?
It's fine.
I give up.
You got the keyboard here already?
That's like the tickle the piano, right?
song. So, okay. My hand touched the black key, yeah, the white key.
It's wrong.
And then we tittle.
Fats played a piano, tickle, not a finger machine. Yeah, you gotta put something in there with keys.
Right there.
It's need a real cheating. Keyboard. You're just lazy. You gotta put something in there.
Doesn't look very much like the 20s.
It's clearly a bathtub.
Let me see that.
No, forget it. You know what? Forget it. I got a better idea. We gotta have a bunch of them anyway. You know what I'm thinking? Give me some cardboard.
Friday, cardboard cutouts of vintage cars fill the street.
Hey, look, this is how you make it look old. The fan get the impression that it's an old film, and the spring is for the scratches, see? This is for the voiceover.
Ms. Fowlett, can you tell us some of the true history?
And also, this is for the music.
That was born in Mr. Fletcher's video store.
Ooh! And push and breathe, and make a good groaning sound, like, oh, there's a baby coming out of me. Wilson! Send the kids.
Some gangsters killed them all.
Yep.
Came low-riding.
They were like ninjas.
Jerry throws firecrackers. The kids shoot.
And I heard that there was glass everywhere. The gang was like a pizza gang. And like when they killed you, there was always a pizza behind you on the wall.
Four.
He falls, revealing a pizza.
When he was young, he used to follow his father around the streets because his father was a street minister.
Even if I ascend into heaven, now I live.
Clap your hands.
You look good.
Guys,
look.
You continue to jiggle. Tickle the keys, Mike.
I'm doing it.
I can clearly see that you're not doing it.
I'm clearly doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. At the front of a locomotive.
Wilson, how do you drive a train?
Push up and switch it on the generator.
Okay, I got it.
An engineer comes out onto the platform to see the train moving off down the track. Mike on the train on a mobile phone.
Alma, you in position? We're just crossing the river now. You see us?
Yeah, I can see it. I'm starting the camera.
Mike and his musicians mime.
Come on, throw that trombone hard. That is not a piccolo. Mike, you need to act more drunker. Come on, you guys are better than that.
Saturday, Alma operates a crane with a camera attached to the end, filming the cardboard cars as they are maneuvered across the street.
Let me tell you, Ramp Party was a place to be in the 20s and 30s. Man, they were jumping.
Clear out, clear out! Come on.
The mass of neighborhood actors scatter. The police arrest one guy, another escapes over a high wall.
Why don't you guys being a bit ambitious here?
No! This is what makes the movie!
All right, this is getting dangerous. Promise me this is it.
We promise, Mr. Fletcher.
Okay, go.
Outside the West Coast DVD rental store.
Not that big one. What's the matter what I do with a big one or small?
Do the little one.
Okay.
No, the other one does.
Just use the other door.
Jeez. Okay, fine.
Yeah, be cool.
Just shield your...
Wait, just let the car go by.
What is this? What the crap? I told you I wanted to break the big glass. Why? It's like a hall of mirrors.
What the crap? What is
this? All right,
this?
That's it. I'm going home.
Come on, let's go. Be careful. Basil, it's over there.
Shut up.
The lights come on.
Whoa! What? Mike?
Ben stops in his tracks.
Mike, what are you doing?
Nothing. We were leaving. Don't hurt us.
Of course I'm not gonna hurt you.
Why do you got that knife then?
I thought you were robbers, man.
Jerry, help me.
Okay, hold up. Release.
Mike lets go of the ceiling-mounted projector.
Sorry. Are you sleeping here?
In the hardcore porn room?
Temporarily, yes, I am sleeping here, okay? I don't want anybody to know this, all right? Please, fellas, I tell you what. I'll fix the windows. You keep that quiet.
Okay.
Please. We're just gonna go.
Okay, let's go. Stealth.
They scurry out of the DVD rental store. Sunday, rows of seats in Mr. Fletcher's store.
Is that it?
Jerry plugs in a cable.
I'm trying to hold him back as best I can. Guys, you can't.
Lights flicker around a sign, Our History. Fats Waller was born here.
We have to put money in the can. We're trying to raise money.
Every dollar helps.
You know, if you got a 20, that's gonna help even more. That's more valuable.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Hey, yes, sir. Thank you,
Brad. Make sure that you have a donation for church.
I will do. All right, then. Thank you, sir. The check will be fine. All right.
Can you put the CV a little bit higher? Stupid.
All right.
Miss Fallowitz arrives.
Exciting. Well, it's gonna work, right?
Well, I took the offer. Looks like we're gonna be moving to the projects. The money we collected now is not gonna be enough to even start the work. So what we're gonna do is watch the movie, and then we go. Come on, all right?
Can you see now?
Yeah,
hey, where's Mike? Okay.
Anybody see
Have a little faith, you guys. He's gonna be here.
If you can just remain patient, and don't forget to put money in the can.
Fletcher counts the banknotes and nods. Fletcher pops his head out of the store. Alma hurries into the street past the waiting demolition crew. The black and white movie.
Who would expect simple influenza virus would get him in his bed?
Mike! Mike's up shooting now. What are you doing?
I'm just getting the end shot. I have to get the end title.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah, I know what time it is. I've been looking at I've been here all day. Yeah. No, I didn't start the job. I can't demolish a building with 100 people in it, that's why. Right, good idea. He's coming down. What is this?
Mike and Alma run into the store.
Mike's here!
Hey! Look who's here!
The TV tips over.
No one could see it, so I had to put it up on a higher thing.
You messed up the TV, man.
I messed up the TV. So.
Ben appears at the door carrying a projector.
Yo, Fletcher, what the hell's going on here?
Well, right now, we need you, baby. We need you. Right here, right here.
What is that?
Oh, my God. This is what you've been looking for?
Man, where shall I put the monster?
Right here.
This is right here.
What are you
doing? This is the finest machinery made for mankind.
Oh my God!
This is all I can
save the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's dangerous.
To tell you the truth, I don't think people could have seen the little TV from the back anyway. It would have been.
I think everybody should turn around and watch it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everyone, turn your seats around. We're gonna watch the movie up on the wall now.
Yes, we are.
And it's much better. It's actually, it's a blessing in disguise because the TV.
You're
we're gonna watch
gonna
on a TV
get
this
an image brighter than this. You will never see an image sharper than this.
Yeah, that's a premiere. Make it as big as you can. Make it. Yeah. Stretch it from there all the way to there.
Anything you need?
Just keep your hands off of this. It's fine machinery.
I will, I promise.
A sheet hangs over the large shop window.
All right, let's get it going. Let's get this show on the road. Yeah.
They're plunged into darkness. The audience's smiling faces are caught in the flickering light.
But it all began right here, on this spot, with a different neighborhood there. But look here, he was born in 261 Main Street. It's a boy.
Oh! Here's our part. Yeah.
They watch as the gangsters in the movie get shot. Mike, as Fats Waller, plays the piano. People dance behind him. Fletcher and Miss Fallowitz dance together on the scratchy celluloid.
Yes, in the Century Theater, right here at the set.
Mr. Fletcher, what's going on?
Oh, I'm Mr. Baker.
Wait, hold on a second, Mr. Fletcher. I'm sorry, but time is up. We agreed on this. Now, you must evacuate the building so we can start.
Okay, Mr. Baker, you're right. We should have evacuated an hour ago. But please, let us watch our film, okay? And if you give me just 1 hour, I promise there won't be a riot. An empty building, and you can pull it down. It's all yours. Please.
We have 1 hour.
1 hour. Fast Life was on a train. He had given up flying. He was tired of being refused entrance to the plane because of his color. Once, however, segregation saved his life.
the plane he had been rejected from crashed in Kansas City.
As a mock plane crashes, a child, wide-eyed in the audience, covers his face with his hands. All are transfixed as the movie shows Kansas Station. Mike as Fats Waller lies in bed on the train. Jerry approaches and shakes him by the shoulder.
Fats, are you okay? Fats, you okay? Oh my God, you're... Fats, wake up! Fats! Is there a doctor on the train? Help! 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 Is there a doctor on the train? We need a doctor! He's my friend!
Fletcher leans forward to look out of the window. He opens the door onto a throng of people in the street watching the film on the reverse side of the screen. With Miss Fallowitz by his side, he walks slowly out of the shop and with a look of wonder, takes in the crowd. Jerry and Mike come outside and stop in their tracks. People raise their hands high above their heads in applause. A young woman sits on the roof of the Ghostbusters car, clapping and cheering. Mr. Baker, the landowner, steps out from the crowd to shake Fletcher's hand. Fletcher smiles at Miss Fallowitz and shrugs his shoulders. Be Kind Rewind starred Jack Black as Jerry, Mos Def as Mike, Danny Glover as Mr. Fletcher, Mia Farrow as Miss Fallowitz, Melanie Diaz as Alma, Irv Gooch as Wilson, Chandler Parker as Craig, RJ Smith as Manny, Marcus Carl Franklin, Blake Hightower, and Amir Ali Said as the kids, Sigourney Weaver as Mrs. Lawson. The score was orchestrated by Jean-Michel Barnard, conducting the Paris Symphonic Orchestra. Fats Waller's recordings included I Ain't Got Nobody, Swing Low Sweet Chariot, and Your Feet's Too Big. Mr. Fletcher's song was written by Paul Barman, Jean-Michel Barnard, and Michel Gondry, and was performed by Jean-Michel Barnard and Mo Holmes. This audio description was produced by International Broadcast Facilities and narrated by Rebecca Gethings.
She likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big.
Bamboo ain't no. I can't believe you got me out here.
Forget about the bamboo. We gotta go solve a climb.
You can't
use my boot, I'll be there too. You can scoop or put down roots. Use my boot, there be there too. You meet new folks and listen close. Their song hits well new notes. Our town's not great, but nothing wrong. Far from the wood where we belong. You can scoop or put down roots. Use my boot, I'll be there too. You can scoop, put down roots. Use my boot, there be there too. Sit before me, tell your story. Now here I close to your pockets of full of letters you got. Our town is better than you thought. You can't school or put down roots. Use my boot, I'll be there too. You can't scoop, put down roots. Use my boot, I'll be there too. You can't scoop, put down. There be there too.